Okay, today is Daf, Mem Dalad. We are on Mem Dalad Amar Aleph. We'll go back and do the Mishnah quickly. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ilan Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal, Ben Yoshua Chaim, the Neshama Shnef and Aliyah. So just read the Mishnah again very quickly. Hachoshev L'Shloach Yad, if you even think of Shlichas Yad, Beishamei Omer Chayev. You're ready, Yechayev. What do you mean, you're ready, Yechayev? Let's say something happens to the item. That's what it means. Something happens to the item, you're already chayiv. Beis Hillel Omrim, eino chayiv, you're not chayiv, ad shishishlach bo yad, until you actually do use it. Just because you dreamed about using it, you fantasize.
Rashi says that it has to be before
the Eidim. What, the dream?
Yeah.
Omrim fnei Eidim, fine, okay. Shemar, like it says, em lo shalach yad, b'malachas v'yehu. Hita es achavis. If you move the barrel, v'natal ha'men a revius, you took a revius out of it, v'nishbura, and it broke, ainu mashalim el a revius. You only have to pay a revius. Why? Because you didn't acquire the whole barrel. Because you didn't pick up the barrel. You didn't do a kinyan on the barrel. Higbia, but if you picked it up, v'natal ha'men a revius, you took a revius, v'nishbura, and then it broke, mashalim demekula, you have to pay the entire barrel. Why? Because you acquired the barrel. Menahani mili, how do you know all this? Tana Rabbanan, it says, I'll call Dvar Pesha on any matter of any negligence. So what's the source of Beishamai, which is a funny source, a funny shita? It's a pasuk. That's all. You have a gemara then? You have one? Okay. Beis Hillel Omrim, Einu Chayiv Ad Sheyishlach Bo Yad. You're not Chayiv until you actually use it. What are you kind of, I dreamed about using it, I fantasized. That doesn't count. Shenemar, like it says, Imlo shalach yad b'malachas v'yehu. You have to use it, not to dream about using it. Amru lehen beishamai lebeis hillel. Beishamai said to beis hillel, but look, for nemar, I'll call dvar pesha. But doesn't it say I'll call dvar pesha? Aren't I right? Amru lo beis hillel lebeishamai, but look, for nemar, lo shalach yad b'malachas v'yehu. Doesn't it say that you have to actually do shlichas yad, not to dream about shlichas yad, not to talk about it, but to do it? So. Beis Hillel will say, we pass on Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel will say, Beis Shammai, let me tell you what that pasuk really means. Im Kain, ma tamud lomar al kol dvar pesha, why does it say that? Sheyachol, I could say like this, Ein li elahu, I only know you can do shlichas yad. Ama la'avdo shlucha manayin, what if I tell my eved or I tell my shivcha to go ahead and take the item and use the item? Am I chayef for that? Well, I didn't really use it. I gave instructions to use it. Talmud Lomar al kol dvar pesha. Of course you're chayiv. Why? It's my authority. That's al kol dvar pesha. Right, exactly. Hita es achavis. So that, it's not a vera. It's not a vera. It's a chiyuv. You have to pay. I told my guy, you want to use his car? Go right ahead and use the car. I gave him a green light. Yeah, then I'm chayiv. Right? I didn't use it myself. I had to be me and my wife not. It's the same thing. Right? So I told my Eved that I'm going to be chayiv for that. That's a kol dvar pesha. Anybody that you give permission to. Not just you. Okay, next. Then we said, Amar Rabba, hit as a chavis. Amar Rabba, if you move the barrel, then you only chayiv for what you took out of it. But if you picked up the barrel, you chayiv for all the whole barrel. Right? Amar Rabba, lo shana el nishbra. That's only true if it broke. Aval hechmita, but if it soured, then mashalim is kula. I have to pay for the entire barrel, even though I only took out a revius. Even then, I just moved it a little bit. My timer. What's the reason for that? Geiri didei hu dahanile. Rashi says it's geiri didei chitim shelo gormul alahachmitz. I shot my arrow into the barrel. What does that mean? I shot my arrow into the barrel. By moving it and removing a little bit, I've ruined the whole barrel. I didn't break the barrel. And so if it breaks, I'm not chayev. I didn't pick it up. But by doing that, I'm chayev. Why? It's like my actions of moving and taking out the barrel caused the entire loss. Does that make sense? It's going to make sense in a minute. We're going to say what the Gemara is going to say now, because a barrel is less inclined, I'm not, that's true with science, I don't know, but the Gemara is going to say in a minute that a barrel is less inclined to spoil if it's fuller.
because otherwise it'll aerate.
Right. If it's fuller, it's less inclined to sour. Therefore, by me taking out a Revius, I caused the whole thing to sour. Which would not be true if I took out a Revius and then it broke. I didn't cause it to break. I just took out a Revius. You hear that? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but sour, the effect is the same.
That's more likely to sour if it's not full. So by me taking out a Revius, I really caused the whole thing to sour. That's what I mean. I put my arrow on it. I caused, it's my cause.
Right?
So you can't say, well, the arrow shot that guy, not the person. That's ridiculous.
It's like a gun.
Exactly, it's like a gun. The person who shoots it, not the bullet. Right? Same thing over here. I caused it to... I got damaged. Thank you. Okay. Now we're going to say the same thing. Higbi avnatal imena. Amar Shmuel, lo natal mamish. It doesn't mean that you actually took it. El kivan shigbi alitol. Even if you picked it up. Afal pish lo natal. Even if you didn't take it. And just picked it up and moved it from here to there. Leimor kasavar Shmuel, shlichas yad ein tzricha chisaron. So that's clearly it's shlichas yad. Doesn't require depreciation. It didn't even do anything. Just moved it. The Gemara says, no, Amri low. Shiny hacha, here it's different, right? That you're chayiv, even though I didn't do anything. Why? The nichalei, that the heavilei, chavis, kulei, bosses, lahai, revias. I wanted the whole barrel to support the one revias I'm going to take. Why? Because a revias is better when it's in a full barrel. So by me moving the whole barrel, I didn't do anything yet, I just moved it. I didn't even take anything out. Now it broke. I'm chayiv. Why? Because I wanted the whole barrel there because it helps my revius that I want to take. Why? Because a barrel that's full tastes better than a barrel that's not full.
What a moving be Kenya Mashiach?
Yeah. You picked it up. Or Hagbah, something like that.
Right.
So now, by Ravashi, he'd be a Arniki. What if I picked up a wallet? Same question. Lital Haiman a dinar. I just want one dinar out of that wallet. It's a whole bag full of coins. I just want one coin. Mahu. Do we say the same thing? That all the coins support the one coin? It doesn't make sense by coins.
Yeah.
Right? Chamra hu delo mintar. El agav chamra. Wine watches the wine. In other words, the more wine in the barrel, the better the wine is. Aval zuza mintar. It's a question, right? You say the same thing by money. Odilma. Shine the tirusa the arniki, mitirusa the dinar. Or you could say no. The level of support that I give for a fuller bag is better than the shmira I give for a half, not a full bag. So could you say the same thing about coins? If one dinar as opposed to a full wallet, a full bag of coins, would be a different shmira, and therefore by moving the bag, even though you want to take one, you chai for the whole bag. That's a teku. Okay. Hajan Allah Hamafkid, Hajan Allah Hamafkid, Hajan Allah Hamafkid. Okay. Now we're up to Perek Hazav. Perek Hazav is not an easy Perek. It's quite a hard Perek. Okay, you know, before we start the Perek, we need 1 minute of introduction. In Halacha, when you want to buy something, there are two things you have to do in order to buy something and to own it. Number one, you have to do a kinyan. In America, there's no such thing as a kinyan. There's no such thing. Not the same thing. So, if I want to buy this book, there are two things I have to do. I want to buy it from you. There are two things I have to do. Number one, I have to pick it up. That's a kinyan. Number two, I have to pay for it. Right? How do I pay for it? I either give you money, or I give you the equivalent of money. It doesn't have to be money. I could give you something else. I can give you a different book. We're changing it. We're exchanging. By me giving you the money, and I do a kinyan, it's mine. What if I gave you the money, but I didn't do a kinyan? And now it got burnt. Whose loss is it? The answer is the seller. Why? Because the transfer of money without the kinyan is nothing. The kinyan without the transfer of money is something. If I say, I'll take the book, I'll pay you next week. You said, no problem, take the book home. And now it got burnt. I owe you the money. I can't say, well, here's the ashes back. I didn't pay you anyway. No. By picking up the book, you've made a kinyan, it's your book. Okay? I owe you the money. So there's a difference between picking up the book which the Mishnah and the Gemara call the peri, the fruit, or the cash, which the Mishnah calls, the Gemara calls the tiva, the money. Big difference in halacha. Exact opposite din. Okay? Now, that's not even touching this Mishnah. That's the aleph beis of kinyanim. You got it? When it comes to a kinyan, you have to pick up the item first, pay, you can pay later. Paying first is nothing. It's not, in America, that's not true. Right? But it's nothing. In the halacha, it's nothing. You don't acquire the item till you do a kinyan on the item. Not even if you paid for it in advance. So, what the Mishnah now is going to discuss is when you're buying other currencies. For example, I want to buy gold coins from you. How am I paying for the gold coins? With silver coins. So which one's the money and which one's the payee? Right? Which one's the money and which one's the payee? Makes a huge difference. The difference is you can't prepay for something and own it. So which one's the cash and which one's the item you're buying? That's what this Mishnah is about. Okay? Make sense?
Okay.
So here we go. Hazahav kona es hakesef. Gold acquires silver. Hakesef eina kona es hazav. But silver cannot acquire gold. In a nutshell, that means gold is the payri. Gold is considered the item. You're buying the gold with the silver. Okay?
Why can silver acquire gold?
Well, Gemara's going to ask that question. What? No. So it's either one of two reasons. Either it's more expensive, or it's more, commonly used. Right. More fluid in the market. Right? So we're going to get to that on Amud Beis. Just bear in mind, because the whole daf is on this line. The Gemara is going to have 10 other cases. We're not going to do that. The Mishnah is going to have 10. We're not going to do those cases today. The gold is considered the payee. The gold is considered the item you're buying. I want to buy gold. How am I paying for the gold? I'm paying for silver. Right? The other way around is not true. Right? The silver is never considered the item, even if you pay for it in gold.
Why is that?
What?
Why is that? Why can you buy silver with gold?
Because people wouldn't do it, or we'll have to get to that why.
This is an exception.
What's the exception?
Ma'aseh
Sheni. We're going to get to Ma'aseh Sheni. I think today even. If you want to do the Rashi, we'll try to do the Rashi. Ready? First Rashi. Halokeach din rei zahav. You want to buy gold coins. Tivuim b'din rei kesef. You're going to pay for the gold coins with silver coins. Right? You're going to pay for the gold coins with silver coins. V'nosil lo din rei zahav. Right? And I pay the gold coins. Meshichas hazahav. V'nosil lo din rei zahav. I give gold coins, right? So Meshichas hazahav, kona es hakesef lebal hazav. Picking up the gold coins, you acquire the gold coins. Why? Because the gold coins is the thing you're buying. It's the item. It's the payri. It's the fruit. Okay, I happen to owe you the money, right? V'nischayev lo ze mishakibel din rei zahav, and now you accept upon yourself when you agree to take those gold coins. Nosin lo din rei kesef. You have to pay for the dinrei kesef. You have to pay now. V'eini yochol lachzor. You can't retract anymore. You can't retract. I've already acquired them. Right? Aval hakesef eino kones hazav. But the other way around is not true. Why? Shem nosin lo dinrei kesef tchila. If I prepay for the item, lo kona. I didn't buy it yet. I never made a kinyan on the item. What's the item here? Gold coins. V'yochol shneihem lachzor. At this point, they could both retract. Even though I prepaid. So you can give me the money back. So you know what? I'm not selling it to you. Right?
So can I just...
Dimabea kesef, because a silver coin, hare ma'os, is considered the money. That's considered the cash. Mishom de charifi li nasein ba'otza. Charifi means it doesn't mean sharp here. It means that it's much more common in the market.
Oval
asocher, exactly. There's a word for that in English. What's a word for that? Much more, I don't know. Much more fluid, right? Much more fluid, much more circulation, much more in circulation, much more in use. Exactly. Good, good. The dinar zahav enu el kishal metaltin peiros. The dinar, the gold coins have the status of fruit. Other metaltin. Umos enu konos. Money does not transfer anything achiyim shalcha metaltin until you pick up the item. Avol b'shichas hametaltin. Once you pick up the item, kone, then you acquire it. The ain echad mehem yachal achzibo. Nobody else can retract. Right? I think Rashi couldn't have said it better than Rashi. Right?
You keep on saying hakbah, but Rashi says mashiach.
It's the same thing. It means a kinyan. It means a kinyan.
No difference.
No difference.
Can I just clarify something?
Yes.
If you've got some gold and I'm buying it from you with some silver.
Right.
You give me the gold, I owe you the silver.
Correct.
But because the gold acquires the silver, you've already made a kinyan on the silver, even though you haven't picked it up.
What do you mean? It doesn't matter about the silver. It doesn't matter. It's a detail. It doesn't matter. You told me you're buying gold for me?
Yeah.
I gave you the gold?
Yeah.
You own the gold?
Yes, but who owns the silver?
Where is the silver?
I still have it.
Then you owe it to me. You owe me the money.
I owe it to you.
Correct.
You already own it.
How do I own it? I don't know about that.
Because the gold acquires the silver.
I'm not sure that means that.
No.
What do you mean I own it? I don't own it. You never gave it to me. It's in your pocket. It's in your pocket.
Right.
What happens if someone steals it from your pocket? You can't say, oh, well, there you go, Menachem. You got the money. Go catch the thief. No, it's ridiculous.
Right?
That's
why I couldn't understand.
That's what it's because the Mishnah uses those words.
Okay.
That's not what it means.
The Rashi uses kone es kesef.
Right. It means you acquire the kesef. But you have to give it to me. You can't say it's over there in the bank I held up. No. You can't say that. You have to give it to me. Now we're going to say the same thing with 10 other cases. Nechoshes kone es kesef. In this case, nechoshes now, the cheaper item, is considered the peri. The cheaper item, nechoshes is cheaper than silver. Right? And the kesef is considered the money. That doesn't really make sense with the first case.
Why? The kesef is the one that's used as the cash.
Regarding nechoshes. But regarding gold, it's not.
Also,
what?
It's the cash in both cases.
So it's the cash in both cases. Okay, fair enough. It's the cash in both cases. Fair enough.
Yes, it's what's the common currency.
Right, so it's always silver now, we're saying. Right. Next, mos, rose, konos as a yafos. Bad money acquires good money. Hayafos, eno, konos as a rose. Good money doesn't acquire bad money. In other words, the rose, the bad money, is considered the item you're buying. Considered the payri. The bad money is the payri. Next. A simon, which is a slug, it doesn't have any value, just a gold, just a piece of a token, exactly. What? Not minted, exactly.
That's when you put in the phones.
Correct. That's just a word that they use in Israel. The times of the Gemara, the coins, not like today, where the government just issues coins. They had to have actual value to them, they had to be the approval of the king. So it wasn't the same as today, but it's similar. So a simon just means a coin, it's unminted, it's a slug. Kones hamadbeya, you can acquire a coin. V'hamadbeya in a kones asimon, meaning the asimon is the pre. Right? So, in all these cases, the item that's the currency, the cash, is either more common or better. Right? It's the currency by the bad coins. I guess those means like, you know, they were getting out of circulation. Right, there was just an election. That king was just lost. Those coins are going to go out of value.
It's losing the amount.
They used to wear and tear. The coin would lose its amount. It would lose its value after time. So it's not so good anymore. It's hard to buy things with that. Nobody wants those coins, right? So that's considered a payri regarding the good coins. Why you want that? I don't know. Metaltalin konos hamadbeya. Hamadbeya ain't a konos hamataltalin. Again, the metaltalin is the peiri, and the matbeya is the cash, the currency. Zeaklau is the rule. Kol metaltalin konin zeze. Metaltalin can buy one another. Ketzad. What does that mean? Masha chaymenu peiros. If I draw toward myself and make a kinyan on peiros, volodosan as a mos, but I didn't pay for it yet, and the yachal achzav, I can't take that back. Why? Because by doing a kinyan, you acquire it. Ah, you didn't pay for it. Okay, so you owe the money. Nasalo mos, but if you prepay for the item, velo nasan, velo mashach haymeru peiros, and you didn't yet acquire the peiros, yachal achzibo, you can take it back. You can retract. Either side can retract. Make sense? Okay. Aval amru, but they said like this, Misha para, if somebody does that, I prepaid, and you're not going to give me the item? You pull stuff like that, Misha para, b'anchi dar ha-mabel, u'midar ha-flaga, the one who exacted punishment from the dar ha-mabel and the dar ha-flaga, why those two are picked out of all the averus in the world, I don't know.
Because
they're both the dar ha-mabel and dar ha-flaga is b'anchi dar ha-makom and b'anchi dar ha-chavero. Right, Dor HaMabel was against Ben Adon L'Chavero. Right, it was Chamas and Gil Arayis and terrible things. And Dor HaFlaga was against God. The Achdus they had. Right, both got punished. Right, they both got punished. The one who punishes both, the one who can't stand both. Hashem doesn't like either one. Right, right, can't stand both. Okay, so he likes Achdus better than he likes Ben Adon L'Makom. Right, yeah, Ben Adon L'Chavero, he likes that better. He still doesn't like that. He doesn't like when you rebel against him. Right, you try to fight him. He doesn't like that. It's the lesser of two evils, right? Who asid lehefareya mimisha eno asid omed b'diburo? He's going to exact punishment on somebody who doesn't stand by his word. I promised to sell it to you. You already prepaid it, and now I said, you know what? I'm not going to sell it to you. That's not a nice thing. It's a funny thing that the Mishnah has such a harsh language about someone who does that, right? Which is okay. It's not a nice thing. It's not even an avera. Yeah, you prepaid, I'll give the money back. What did I do wrong already? What's my big crime? The Mishnah has such harsh language. Right? The one who brought the marble, he'll take care of you. Right? It's a harsh language. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Sha Kesef Biyado Al Hel Yona. Whoever has the money has the upper hand.
Always.
What does that mean? So Rashi says, Polig, the last Rashi on the page, Polig Ad Rabbanan. He argues on the Rabbanan, Va'amri, and he says, Nasan lomos, if you already gave the kish, yachol lachzerbo, afilu lokeach. The Rabbanan held that once if I prepay, either side can cancel the deal. Also, Shimon lemeimer, Shimon comes along and says, mocher shakol biyado, hu yachol lachzerbo. Only the seller can renege on the deal. Why? Because you gave him the cash. Avol lokeach, but the buyer, ain yachol achzibo. He can no longer retract. How can he give me the money back? He can't say that. The only thing he can say is, give me the item, I prepaid. Right? Okay, so Gemara Farish, the Gemara time, the Gemara will go through Rav Shimon's reason. Okay? Good? Now, Masnila Rav Shimon Berei. Rav Shimon, his son, right? Whose son? Masnile Reb Shimon. Oh, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Masnile Rebbe Reb Shimon Berei. Rebbe taught his son. Now, remember the first case. The Mishnah said that gold is the peiri. That's the first case, right? Gold was the peiri, and the silver was the currency. The problem is that Masnile Rebbe Reb Shimon Berei Hazav Kon Es HaKesef, right? The Mishnah starts off Hazav Kon Es HaKesef, which means Zav is the peiri. However, Amalei Rebbe Nishnes Lanu Bialdusach, but in Rebbe's younger years, he learned the opposite. He said, HaKesef Kon Es HaZav, which means the gold is the currency. And now he says in this Mishnah that the gold is not the currency, the gold is the peiri. What's going on here with Rebbe?
Times change.
What?
Times change.
Yeah.
V'tach and now in his old age, he says the other thing. No, Hazav Kon Es HaKesef, which means the gold is the peiri. What's going on here? Bialdusa my Savar, Biziknusa my Savar. What did he originally hold? Why did he change his mind when he wrote this Mishnah? What's going on?
Why is that even an issue?
What do you mean?
Who cares?
No, it makes a big difference. Because again, if you acquire the item, if you acquire the item, you own the item. Even if you didn't pay for it yet.
No. What's it make a difference? What he holds and how he
holds.
Right,
how
so, he I mean, what's the difference? What he held? Because the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes that what Rebbe said in his youth makes more sense. We'll see. So I guess maybe they changed their minds. I don't know.
Nobody's arguing with the Mishnah.
What?
The Mishnah is
I know. So now Rebbe.
The Mishnah. That means the Mishnah is that is the way it is. There's no argument on this.
I know, but now if someone's saying, but I remember Rebbe used to learn the other way. Why, how come he changed his mind? That's just a curious question. Why did he change his mind? Why did he used to hold this and now he holds this? I'm just curious, like, what happened with Rebbe? What's up with that?
Isn't the underlying principle, if you make a kinyan on A,
yeah,
with a mashicha, it's yours, and you have to pay. Who cares if it's gold or silver, gold?
Because since they're both currencies, normally you don't pay for, you don't walk into a grocery store and pick up items and pay for it with books. You don't do that. You pay for it with money. Right? See here, but you're buying money. So which one's the buying and which one's the currency and which one's the pay? It makes a difference in halacha. It makes a difference because you can't prepay for something. You can prepay for it, but you don't own it. And if you take the item without paying for it, you still own it. So we need to know which one's the currency and which one's the item. That's all.
If they're standing both in front of your hand, you have no idea.
Exactly. I gave you the gold and I gave you the silver.
Exactly.
I gave you the gold and I'll give you the silver next week. And then someone robs the silver. It gets stolen. It gets burnt. The gold. It gets burnt. I give you the gold.
But you, the buyer, made a mashicha,
yeah,
on the thing you want to buy. So that you and him know that you're buying that.
Don't you? No, we're transferring. We're transferring. I'm giving you gold and you're giving me silver.
It's a barter.
It's a barter. The question is, since you can only, you can't prepay for something, I gave you the first one. You told me you'll give me the other one next week. While it's by you, it gets stolen or lost. Who suffers that loss? It's a big question. So Bialdusa Savar, in his youth he thought, Dava de Chashiv, since gold is more Chashiv, Havi Tiva, that's the cash. Bikaspa de lo Chashiv, Havi Peri, silver, which is not as Chashiv as gold. That's considered the item. The Karnele Peri Lativa, and you buy an item with cash. That's why originally he thought gold is the cash. Biziknusa Savar, now he changed his mind. He said like this. He said, Kaspa decharif havitiva. No, silver has a better circulation. That's the cash. The David lo charif haviperi. But gold, which is not so used, so much in use. It's a luxury item. That haviperi. That's the item. That's the peri. That's what's going on in Rebbe's mind. The carnale peri lativa, and you buy an item with cash. Amar Rav Ashi, Bialdusa Mistabra. I think what he said in his youth is right. Why? Mizitani, because what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, by the way, that means that if that's right, then our Mishnah is wrong. Our Mishnah, the gears of our Mishnah is wrong. It should be the other way around. Right? So Rav Ashi says, I think it's right. You know why? Because Mizitani, Nechoshes Kona Es HaKesef. What did the Mishnah say? That Nechoshes acquires Kesef, meaning Nechoshes is the Peri.
Yeah.
Right? And we said, that makes sense, because in both cases, the silver is the cash. Silver is the cash regarding gold, and the silver is the cash regarding nechoshes. Says the Gemara, "E amrit bishlam a kaspa legabe dava peri havi." If gold is considered the peri, hainad dekatari nechoshes kona es hakesef. That's why it says that nechoshes also. In other words, the more expensive item is the cash. In the gold is the peri, and the silver is the cash, right? Right. If the our Mishnah, the way it's written, in Rebbe's old age is right. Gold and silver, silver's the cash. That's very interesting, because gold's more expensive. Now, when it comes to the nechoshes and kesef, kesef is the cash. Still, kesef is worth more than nechoshes. That's a big chiddush. However, if it's the other way around.
So how many dollars do you have in your pocket? Do you have any cents?
For 1 minute. One second. Afalpi delagabe dava peri have, right? Regarding gold. Iyamrit bishlama kaspa legabe dava peri have. It makes sense to say that silver regarding gold is the peri. That's his youth, right? What's the peri? The silver. What's the currency? The gold, right? That's why the Gemara Mishnah gives the second case, where now the more expensive item is the cash, right? In the first case, the gold is the cash, and in the second case, the silver is the cash. The more expensive item is always the cash.
The gold is the
pay. If we're using, if we're doing what Rebbe in his youth, makes sense. The gold is the cash. Why is it the cash? It's the more expensive item. Why is the silver regarding the choshes the cash? It's the more expensive item. Even though regarding gold, the silver is considered the peri. Lagabi nechoshes mitzvah have. Regarding the nechoshes, it's the cash. Why? Because the more expensive item is always the cash. Eli amrit kaspel dabe gava tiva have. Right? If the gold is the peri, like our Mishnah reads, then hashtal lagabi dava chashiv minei amrit tiva have. So gold and silver, what's the cash? The silver. Even though gold's more expensive. So, legabin nechoshes, the ihi chashiv, when it comes to nechoshes, where the silver's more expensive, vi charif, and it's more, chashiv, ihi charif, mibaya, I need the Mishnah to say that case? Makes no sense for the Mishnah to say that case. It's a redundant case. If gold and silver, the gold is the peri, and the silver is the cash, even though gold's more expensive, so silver and nechoshes, when the silver now is more expensive, of course it's the cash. I don't need a, must be Rebbe's right in his youth. Must be.
That makes zero sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
No, it's not.
That's going to be the Gemara's answer. That's the Havi. That's the Gemara's question. It's redundant. So the Gemara answers, Mati's answer. Salgadai Dachamina, I would have thought that what? Hani Priti Ba'asra Desagi Inu Charifi Tzvei Mikaspa. Then the choshes is maybe more fluid than silver, and therefore the choshes is considered the currency. Ema tiva have, I would say that's the currency. Kamash malon, no, we don't say that. Kivan de ikka duchti de lo sagi be peri have. Not every place do they take choshes, but every place takes silver. Right? Okay. The avrim chir savar dava tiva have. Not only that, even Rav Chiya thought that gold was the currency. Right? The Rav, Ozif, Dinrei, Mibrate de Rav Chiya. Rav borrowed money from Rav Chiya. He borrowed gold. Right? He borrowed gold dinar. Dinar means gold. He borrowed a gold coin from Rav Chiya's daughter. Lesov, at the end, Iyake dinar. The dinar got expensive. It went up in value. So, Osla came to Rav Chiya. He came in front of Rav Chiya. He said, how can I pay your daughter back a gold coin? That's ribbis. I borrowed something worth a dollar, and now I'm paying some back something worth $1.25. How can I do that? Amale, no, zil shlimle. Go pay back tivin v'tiklin. Go pay back good currency, meaning gold. Ah, isn't it ribbis? The answer is no. Iyamet bishlom adaba tivahave shaper. If you're telling me gold is currency, it's not ribbis. A dollar's worth a dollar. The euro and the yen and other currencies are losing or gaining against the dollar. That doesn't change the value of the dollar. That changes the value of everything else. The gold doesn't change. A dinner's a dinner. What you could buy with it, that might change. Buying power might change. That's not ribbis. What do you see from here? That the gold is the dinner. The gold is the currency. So that doesn't change. If it would be an item, it does change. You're not allowed to borrow wine and return wine next month. You're not allowed to do that. Why? It's a chashash of ribbis. Because today the wine's worth $10 a barrel. Now, then next month it's worth different.
That doesn't make any sense.
Sure it does. Money, I borrow $100, I pay $100. The dollar changed. That dollar doesn't change. The buying power changes. That's okay.
It's ribbis if I go and borrow a bottle of wine from you.
Yes.
I go to the store and it went up $5.
Yes.
And I bring it back.
Yes.
It's ribbis?
Yes. Eli'i amat de pei rahavi. But if you say that the gold is considered an item, a commodity, Havile saw besaw. That's a saw besaw. I borrow a saw from you, and I'll give you a saw back next year. You're not allowed to do that. Why are you not allowed to do that? We'll get to it next parak. That's the next parak about.
Is it the same value?
What?
Is it the same value?
Of course it's not the same value. We're afraid it's not the same value.
Awesome.
Right? Now, so that seems to imply that the gold is the currency. So the Gemara says no. This is an exception to the rule of saw besaw. You can't borrow an item and give back the same. You can't borrow a commodity and pay back the commodity because you're afraid the price changed. It's very complicated, sugya. Rav didn't have a lay. No, but Rav had the money. They were just in the vault. He didn't have the key. The kivon da havele dinrei nasi ka omala halveni ad sheyava b'niyot she emtzef mafteach. Lend me the money. I'll pay it back when I have the key. When my son comes back, I'll give him the key. Then we'll open the vault. Till then, I can't open the key. I don't have the key.
So how does that change that it's not ribbis?
What? Because if you have the item, how can it be ribbis? I can just give it to you. I can't give it to you because I can't get to it right now. It's not ribbis.
But you don't have it in your physical possession.
Sure I do. I just don't have the key. So next week, he's coming with the key. Since theoretically I have it, what am I giving you back more than what I borrowed?
Yeah, but the other person didn't make the key anymore.
So it's a very complicated sukkah. And we'll get to it next month. That's a few weeks when we do that perek. But it's not a raya that Rav hold, that they held, that the gold is currency. It could be it wasn't currency. And still not a ribbis problem because he had it in his possession. He just couldn't get to it right now. Amar Rava, Hai Tana Savar, Dahavi Tivahava. The following Tana says that it is considered currency. The Tanya, Pruta Sha'amru. What's a Pruta? Echad Bishmon Isser Italki. 1/8 of an Italian Isser. Lamai Nafk Mina, why do I need to know that? L'kedusha Isha. Running with a Kanasha woman. Isar, Echad Be'asrim Varba, Dinar Shal Kesef. Isar is 1/24 of a dinar of silver. Lamai Nafk Mina, what do we need to know that for? L'mekachu Memkar. Buying and selling. Dinar shall zakesef. This is the key. The dinar. Echad may esim va'arba of a dinar shall zav. It's worth 1/25 of a dinar of zahav. Lamai nafkamina. What do we need to know that for? Pidyon aben. Now, iyamar bishlama tivahave. If you're telling me that gold is the currency, then mishar tana midid the kite. You gave me a set amount. What is pidyon aben? Those numbers relate in relation to gold, which is currency. Ela iyamar pirahave. But if you tell me it's a commodity, mishar le b'midid the oker vizol. You're going to tell me pidyon aben is the value of something that could change. How much is pidyon aben? 3 gallons of milk. How much is 3 gallons of milk? Today it's this, and tomorrow it's something else. But if I tell you it's $5, well, $5 is $5. Right? Must be gold as a currency. Right? Zimna de mahada le kahana, zimna de mosif le iu le kahana. I'm going to give the kohen money. He's going to say, no, you have to give me a little more than that. Right? El shmamina, tivahave shmamina. No, gold is the currency. Gold is the currency, like Rav said in his youth. Okay?
But with inflation, $5 is $100.
That's a fair question. So they didn't have inflation. They didn't have inflation in those days.
Not the same as $5.
No. No, didn't have it like that in those days. The gold didn't never changed.
Yeah.
Which is why, when you do pidyon aben, you don't use American dollar bills. Right?
Right.
Because that buying power is not the same.
Yeah.
You use things that have pure silver in them, which don't change.
So then
what you have, then you can never do pidyon aben.
Inflation
right?
Only happens when you have a central money supply.
Exactly. There's no inflation back then. There's no such thing.
It didn't exist.
No.
I thought we said silver is the currency.
No, it's now the end of gold is the currency. Gold is the standard. You measure it by gold.
How do you find the Mishnah then?
We have to change the Mishnah. It's the way Rebbe said it in his youth. Not the way Rebbe says it now.
Change the Mishnah.
Correct. Now, Tanan Hassam. We learned over there in Meiser Sheni. Beishame Omrim, lo yasa adam silin bedinrei zahav. Don't transfer all you have to go to Yerushalayim, right? You took all your Maaseh Sheni. You're going to transfer it on coins. You have so many coins. So I'll take all my silver coins and I'll transfer it on one fat gold coin. I'll take the one gold, there's so many coins. I'll take one coin to Yerushalayim. Says Beishame, don't do that. Beisila Omrim Matir. Beisila says, no, you can do that. Now, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. What the machlokas between Beis Shammai's Hill is about. Okay? And then tomorrow there's an Ikka D'Amri. No, it's about something else. So, okay? So, Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. Chad Amar, one said, machlokas bisloyim al dinrin. One said, you're changing the silver onto gold. The Beis Shammai Savri, Kaspa Diva, the silver is the currency. Vidava Peri, and the gold is considered the commodity. Vitiva apera lo machalinon. You can't take cash. You transferred the fruit of the Maaser Sheni onto silver. You can't now change that onto gold because gold's a commodity. You can't do that. Right? You can't do that. You can only transfer the Maaser Sheni onto money, not onto some other item. Ubeithil Safri, no. Just the other way around. Kaspa peri. The silver is considered the item, the commodity, vidava tiva, and the gold is the money. So you can do that. I transferred it from fruit to silver, which is already a transfer. That's commodity to commodity. Now to the money, to the gold. Avol peiros al dinrin, but peiros on dinrin, devir kol machalin. Everyone holds you could do that. Why? My time of why? Me did have ya kesef le beis hillel. It's no different than silver to beis hillel. Kesef le beis hillel, silver le beis hillel. Afal gaf de kaspa legabe dava peiri havi. Even though silver in relation to gold is considered a peiri legabe peiri, but regarding other commodities, tiva havi is considered cash. Zav nami, same thing. Le beis shamai. Afal gaf de diba legabe kaspa peiri havi. Gold regarding silver is considered a commodity. But legabe peira tivahavit. But in relation to fruit, it's considered cash. So they both agree you could do that. The chad amar, and the other one says, either Rish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan, af peiros al dinrin machlokes. No, even transferring peiros onto dinrin is a machlokes. What's the machlokes? Lemanda amar af peiros. Oh, so I'm sorry. It's a machlokes. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is whether or not you could do that. Why? Because it's going to be a double transfer.
And that's not good?
No, you're not allowed to double. You'll get to see it in a few minutes. Ulaman dam af peiros al dinrin machlokes. So 1 minute. If you're not allowed to change peiros on dinrin, it's a machlokes, then why did the Mishnah say, ad-demiflagi b'saloin al dinrin, what are they arguing about? If you could transfer money, silver onto gold. How about a much bigger chiddush? Liflog peiros al dinrin. Can you transfer the peiros onto gold? Why did they do that? Single transfer. That's the machlokas. If look Paris al dinrin, if that would have been the machlokas, have I mean I would have thought hani mili be Paris al dinrin. That's only because Paris al dinrin you can't do it. Avo basilin al dinrin, but silver on dinrin. Modul lehen beis hillel lebeis shamai. Then maybe they would agree the dava legabe kaspa peiri havi, that gold in relation to silver is considered peiris. V'lo machalina, you can't do that. Kamash Malon, that's why we didn't want to mention that, okay, that machlokas. So we'll stop here. It's a machlokas. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, what the machlokas Bashan Basil is about. Now the Gemara is going to say, Testai, let's prove that this one holds this. Right? We didn't say who holds what. That's it tomorrow. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.